100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Yeah, I know, I didn't post any of the George stories during the week. I'll get to those. I'll catch up, eventually. Hopefully you didn't think anything happened to me. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was scroll. And if I open my scroll up, otherwise known as email, we see that there are a few stories on the topic. So I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to them, and then we'll be back in a bit with a wrap-up and the next topic. How does that sound?
Hello, this is Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Lonely Hearts. His flat overlooks the city, but Paul isn't looking at the view. Paul's TV is on, but he's not watching it. A pigeon flies into his window, dies instantly, and leaves a dusty imprint that Paul barely notices. He's scrolling a dating site, scrolling a long list of women that are looking for a man. Looks matter, but that's not what stops him. It's something he can see in their eyes, imperceptible to you and me. He knows what he needs. He likes them damaged, desperate, and downright sad. He stops scrolling. Clicks. Paul's next victim is chosen. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 878 with a prompt of scroll. So here's my story. The hunched old man scratched his head through his black hood. Yellow teeth? He took out his phone and scrolled through his photo gallery. Bilbert scooted up next to him. Can I look at that? Sabrina said there were some dark knights in our homeroom class. I'd like to see who they are. Right. I think not. The old man put the phone away and turned to the youths. Bring me the scroll. The girl brought him a yellowed tube of parchment. He unrolled it and read, Bilbert Dimple Poker, for crimes against the magical realms, you are condemned to death. Thanks for living. And we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is Never Knowing's a Moment. A few years ago, some wicked publishing house printed out the coolest run of Kerouac's On the Road. Like the original, one long scroll of paper. Should have laid down coin and bought it. I didn't. Big mistake. Alongside not buying a woodcut copy of The Rhine of the Ancient Mariner. To honor the passing of my friend, who actually met the man, I dragged out the old tractor feed Epson and printed the scroll out. He and it reduced to ash. Funny how a single book can change a whole generation. Forever on the road. And the continuation of my absence. In John Green's The Fault in Our Stars, his hero reflects on the pivotal turning point in dying. There's no way of knowing that your last good day is your last good day. At the time, it's just another good day. That's for someone on the inside. For we on the outside, trying our damnedest not to fill the last good day with the mundane needs of community management, we waited too long. Which is why I didn't ask my best friend what the passwords were while he lay with multiple tubes pumping in and out of his body, because he was coming home. To be continued.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
They say there are great mysteries contained within the sacred scroll, and that profound truths about life, death, and the universe can be found within its writings. Some have even speculated that the nature of God can be divined from studying its hidden messages. It's been said that magical texts of great power are held within the scroll, and ancient secrets are woven throughout its passages. But nobody knows for sure, because nobody has ever read the sacred scroll. They simply skip to the bottom, tick the box saying they agree, and click on the accept button. Just like you.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story on the topic scroll, and it's called Origami. The South Coast Regional Origami Learners List, otherwise known as Scroll, seemed like a good idea at the time. An online community of people with a shared interest in origami, providing a forum for enthusiasts of all abilities and experience to share their knowledge and show off their creations. Unfortunately, we'd overestimated not only the number of origami fans on the South Coast, but also the levels of enthusiasm, which, if I'm honest, was pretty much non-existent. Frankly, the whole thing turned out to be a complete waste of time, money, and effort. In the end, inevitably, it folded. Really sorry about that one. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The scroll, please. Amidst the perplexing disarray of intentions, everyone darted in different directions, one of the monks tripped. So, they said the turmoil was such that no one fetched the scroll. Considering the monk's broken leg will stay broken for a while, someone get the scroll. Everyone hurried. After a while, there are two scrolls, Father. Which one? He took a deep breath. There are two, they said. Two scrolls. One broken leg. And he felt like strangling someone and shoving a scroll down someone's throat. Then there would be only one. Hell. That's where he was heading. Hell. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The rule is simple. Wizards can only cast spells from magic scrolls, and priests can only cast spells from holy scrolls. If anybody else tries to cast spells from them, bad things happen. Egbert the Warrior tried.
That's him over there, that pile of ashes. The dead frog in that pile is Luthien the Lockpicker. The woman rolling around on that mess and screaming is Melody the Bard. She needs a cure insanity spell cast on her, and luckily enough, we have a scroll of it. Or maybe ironically enough, since it's the scroll that these three idiots tried reading.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories, or maybe a handful, or maybe just a few, or maybe a bunch. I don't know. Oodles of them, maybe. I don't know. It depends on what your scale is. But the topic was scroll, and, well, you can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for the archives. You can see that the next topic is actually a pick two. Style, figure, balance, schism, flower basket, and double. Yeah, those all make sense, I guess. Anyway, here in the States, in the colonies, we have ourselves a holiday tomorrow, so relax. Maybe take some time to write, record. I know I should. And do laundry. And I will see you in a bit. With hopefully I'll get the George stories up and going for this week and next week. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.